Would they contact the San Francisco church? Is that the idea?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And another thing is that, Ralph, you know, Jim doesn't like to get into anything that takes the glory from God and Christ. And he feels there's too much personality cultism today.
I do too.
Even though some of it is unintentional by both leaders and followers. But, you know, there's some in our church who would put him on the level of the major or minor prophets, but, you know, he won't allow them to do it. He says...
I don't intend to in the article.
Good. Because he says he's just a minister of the gospel.
Yeah, you know. I don't like that either, and there's a tendency of that all over the place, and not the least is the Roman Catholic Church. You may have noticed a few trappings like red garments and gold helmets, and, you know, I mean... Maybe this is not the old simplicity route.
Yeah, but I did want to tell you, Ralph, being that you're a man familiar with the gifts of the Spirit, that, you know, he does have this paranormal faculty, a gift that has, well, for example, you know, when I came in, I had a slight limp resulting from an auto accident.
A slight limp.
Right, and it's... And I had it for years, and it hadn't changed, but it's left. It's gone away. And I've seen him used as an instrument so many times.
Do you have healing services every Sunday? Or?
No. It comes pretty much by revelation, but it's happened with really some serious conditions like arthritis and crippling and eyes, you know, blindness and so forth. But he plays it down, saying that no healing ministry is a panacea, and, you know, we must work in conjunction with medical science. For, you know, even the Apostle Luke was a physician, because the Bible says that the medicines of that day, the herbs and the leaves, were for the healing of the nation. But, you know, many came here claiming to be healed by others, and turns out they were not, and so he feels that no healing ministry is a panacea, and even though it's part of our worship at times, it's never heralded as such, and he doesn't want to be championed in the healing realm because he's seen such excesses, you know, that have been to the detriment of it.
My feeling on that healing ministry. Theory that I seem to be going with a little bit is that there very, very well may be a natural power in people, because there are healings done by people who don't believe in God. There are people or they believe in inner power of the soul by Buddhists, you know. I mean, it's I think it's a dimension that in our scientific age we have gotten away with and we're starting to get back to. That doesn't mean that there cannot be miraculous healing, too.
Right.
But I think a lot of it is simply a natural power that the people get together in some sort of faith and that it works.
Well, that's something that, you know, we would have to agree with. You know, and I personally, I feel like it's something, I don't understand it, but, you know, with him, I think it's a matter of, he has such concern for people, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but go ahead.
That's what I would agree, and I think that and in a healing service, a lot depends on if you get the people caring for each other and concerned.
Right.
Somehow you get some sort of a union, and,
well,
and
we hold
works
hands.
Together.
We hold hands, you know, to think on, you know, the person, meditate on the person, but I agree with you totally. And I also want to say that he really had a warm regard toward you.
Well, I really tried to, you know, that was a little longer than we usually have. I was kept, you know, with a little concern. I was keeping them away from things, but I was very happy about the conversation.
Well, he'll do that. He'll take the time with people that he sees has unusual sensitivity, which he said he saw in you. And we really do appreciate your coming.
Yep.
And I don't envy your job, though, writing a story.
But that's, you know, obviously that I can't write a book, and I'm not going to.
Even editing and selecting, you know, it's a difficult thing. But I just wanted to pass those things along.
Okay.
And thank you again.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a copy of the article I had in Sunday.
Oh.
I thought after some of our...
Appreciate it very
okay,
much.
Okay, Mike, and if I run into any snags in this article, I'll give you a call.
Anytime. And if there's any other kind of assistance we can give, you know, don't hesitate to call.
Yeah, well, you too. If you want to call, I'm here. You know, if you've got any information, what do you think of Joe Dokes? And if I know Joe Dokes, I'll tell you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
It's a fundamental human assumption that any continuing process of human interaction is the direct result of conflict pressures to irrationality and conformity, modified only self.
this is going to be kind of a general article on the whole book here. What about them by the bus?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. You know,
yeah, I get them in the foreground.
Yeah,
more
in the foreground, the bus in the background.
You, Mike, you want to, Mike Thomas, he says he takes worse pictures, and I said, the worst thing I ever saw this picture was possible.
Thank you. Even if you didn't know what it was all about, it's pretty good. cousins are going to, you know, if they're going to be left, or not, their cousins are going to get that guy. And if you convict, how are you to convict their cousin, then you're going to get it. You know, it's a little bit different. There's a lot of,
somehow you're putting in those patterns, okay?
Yeah.